Immigration has been a big issue in many political races this year. Conservative candidates have frequently promised a border wall and to crack down on undocumented immigrants. Now, the other side of the debate is trying to gin up as much enthusiasm for candidates who back their priorities. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
The Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition believes there's untapped political support for immigrants in the state, and not just from the more than 100,000 naturalized Tennesseans who are eligible to vote. Also, they're American-born children and people whose roots in the United States go back generations, but who see immigration as a priority. Many have been put off by the rhetoric they've heard, says Stephanie Titro, Turk's co-director.
So while candidates in the primaries really tried to use immigration to scare voters, we've seen a different side of Tennessee, and we know from Memphis to Morristown that Tennesseans want to see candidates stand up for immigrant families and our shared values.
The group's plans go beyond signing up voters. Turk will be issuing formal endorsements and campaigning for candidates who they say share their values on immigration. Abby Lisson spoke at a crowded kickoff event earlier this week. He's a board member with the Ethiopian Community Association and is trying to get more immigrants to exercise their right to vote.
Practice, practice, practice. You know, voting is one of the muscles. Like, everybody has a muscle. If you keep going to the gym, your muscle will get strength.
He says he's already registered 50 voters. For WPLN News, I'm Chaz Sisk.